right, welcome back to the Sticks and Stones podcast. We were just talking about this. We always say this just about every episode. It's been a minute.
Yeah.
We're sorry. It is what it is. You know, we are the ones down here recording this thing, not y'all. So I guess we can do it whenever we feel like it.
Yeah.
But no, it is good to be back. Just life has been in the way, you know, not in the way, you know, because I enjoy living the life I live and doing the things that I do. And it just happens sometimes. But today, we do have a topic we want to talk about. And it's kind of keeping your word, you know. So when we originally started the Sticks and Stones podcast, that was kind of the thought behind the whole name. You know, we're going to try our best to keep our word, tell you the truth, you know, no matter the cost. And I think that's very important, especially in today's times, to keep your word, you know, and to tell the truth no matter what it may cost, you know. Because as the old saying goes, sticks and stones may break my bones, but, you know, words will never hurt me. But, you know, sometimes they do. And that's just the cost that you have to pay to tell the truth sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyways, getting right into today, we're going to talk about a person's word and how it has evolved over time. And I believe in my mind and my thoughts, I believe it has evolved. And, you know, it's changed, you know.
Yeah.
A
man's word now don't mean nothing.
No, it doesn't. Like, so for instance, like, okay, I have Facebook and I hardly ever post on Facebook unless I'm posting something that's for sale.
Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace is my worst enemy.
Yeah.
Like, just, I love getting on there seeing what people are selling, but I hate the process.
Yeah.
You message somebody, hey, you got this? Yeah, I still got it. 2 minutes later, market is sold. Like, dude, you just literally just told me you had it. Oh, well, I just sold it. Like, how did you sell it within 2 minutes of me talking to you? I get so mad. I'm that person.
Have you seen that funny skit that they did? It's like when you're trying to sell a vehicle on Marketplace and the dude pulls up. He's like, hey, is this car still for sale?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, man, you interested? And he just drives off.
Yeah. That's how I feel sometimes. And, you know, back in the day when you just had Craigslist or whatever you used, because I've been buying and selling for a long time, you would message somebody, hey, man, you still got that for sale? Yeah, brother, I still got it. All right, I want to come look at that next Saturday. You got it, man, no problem. You message them on Saturday? Yeah, they still have it because you told them you were going to go look at it.
Yeah.
And they held it for you.
Yeah.
I've been burnt so many times doing that and taking people at their word.
Yeah.
And, you know, miss out on, I could have done had this thing sold six times over.
Yeah.
But I waited on you because I'm a man of my word and I told you I would. The least you can do is return the favor.
Well, you know, not even that in life now. It just seems like you can't count on anybody but yourself. And I'm not saying that. Like, I have friends and family that I can count on without a doubt.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, the side characters that you meet in this world, it's like, hey, listen, dude, you know, blah, 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 this. You tell them to do something, they're like, oh, man, I promise I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, or I promise I'll do this. And it's like I've been burned several times. It's like, hey, listen, I need you to go out and do this today for this customer, blah, 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 this. And they're like, no problem. We'll get to it first thing.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, it's like you're getting pulled into an office and be like, well, why didn't you take care of this? You were told to do this. And
yeah.
It's like, I said my piece. I told them to go out and
right.
do it.
Yeah.
And it's just like no one really cares. No one.
No,
the only people that they care about is themselves.
And it's me and this old hand at work were talking the other day. And, you know, I say that with respect, but he's been working there for a very long time. And we were just talking about how different it is now versus back when he was, you know, a young guy just coming to work there. And it's just like, it has stayed the same kind of, sort of, the attitude of we're going to get this done, whatever it is, however we have to do it. But me and him deal a lot with contractors and things of that sort. And it just seems that like you said, somebody tells you they're going to do something, you go back behind them and give them ample time. Like, I'm talking like a week or so after they said they've done it and it's not done. It's like, I mean, forget that that's your job.
Yeah.
Forget that someone told you and is paying you to do that.
Yeah.
Just, you told me as a man that you're going to get it done and it's not done.
I think a lot of that too, though, and I'm not taking up, like, taking anybody's side or anything like that, but my thing is, I think COVID ruined the workforce.
It did. I mean, bad.
Like, and I can say that because, like, I'm part of that ruin because, like, at my job, we had 1 week on, 1 week off. And, like, all we had to do is when we were at home, all we had to do was go in and take classes. And you didn't even have to take the test. You could just be showing that you're online.
Yeah.
But it just, to me, it's like, hey, listen, you can get paid X amount of dollars for sitting at home and not doing nothing.
Yep.
And then that's what happens. They did this. They sat around. They didn't do nothing. And then when the money stopped, they came in. And now you have a crappy worker in a crappy environment.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And they're thinking, they're like, dude, I could have stayed home, made $2,000 this week instead of coming here and working for $600. And so they only give you what they think they should give you. So, like, it don't matter. Like, just in life, you really can't count on anybody to, like, really help you out.
I know. It's sad. It is that it's sad that we are in that position in the country that we live in.
Yeah.
So, you know, just for example, I've been a lot of places, and I'm blessed to say this. I'm not bragging by any means. I've been a lot of places in the world, and some of those places are a lot different than where we live. I've been to China. I've been to right on the border of North Korea, and places like that, you see people working literally all the time. You know, you get up as early as you can. There's people already out getting ready for the day. They're out there working. And when I say working, I mean, I've been on train rides through these countrysides, and there's literally people out there in the world still today that farm rice and do all of these things. And that is physical manual labor in a country that doesn't treat them nowhere near as good as ours treats us. And we're just, I don't know, sitting around twiddling our thumbs waiting on a check from the government.
Yep.
And it makes me so mad sometimes. You know, I don't know, and I don't know why we're getting off on this tangent, but you know, it's just times have changed.
Yeah.
And it frustrates me sometimes the things that have changed. Now there has been some things that have changed that are good.
Yeah.
You know, there is some progress. There's some things that are really good that have changed over time. But some things, like a man and his word, used to, man, all you had to do was shake on it.
Yeah.
There were no contracts. There was none of this, you know, just crazy stuff that you have nowadays. And a man's handshake now, it just seems like it's worth nothing.
Not yet, right.
Worth nothing.
I mean, it's just, you know, like you said, back then you could be like, all right, shake on it. And then you shook on it, and then that was it.
That, like, was it, man.
I mean, that was the thing. Like,
yep.
Your word was everything.
Yep.
That was your whole life, was your word. And then now it's just like people are willing to lie about things and just say, yeah, man, I swear, I promise,
yep.
You know, just to get you off their back.
Exactly. And in spite of all of that, no matter how bad the world gets or what direction we go, I'm still going to raise my son in the old ways, as far as, son, when you shake somebody's hand and tell them you'll get it done, you get it done.
Yeah.
No matter what. I don't care if it takes you longer than you thought it would. I don't care if it cost you more than you thought it would. You get it done because you said you would. And we, you know, you make a promise, you keep it at all costs. And I'm still going to raise him that way, even though it seems everybody else in the world is straying away from that, and you can't depend on people, you can't trust people, doesn't mean I'm going to raise my son like that. No, it's not.
Well, I know you're raising him good because he offered me his peanut butter and jelly sandwich at the top. I mean, it was just, you know, I wanted to buy it. He was willing to give me
He was
buy.
Willing was to just, give it, you know?
Yeah. But no, like, that's like with, you know, like, that's with my son. It's like, you know, he'll tell me all the time, he's like, can you cuddle me tonight? And it's like, I really ain't got time. And I was like, tomorrow. And he's like, promise me. Yeah. And I was like, okay, yeah. I promise. And he will throw that in my face.
Yes.
If I'm like, no, I can't cuddle tonight. He's like, you promised. And
promise.
I was like, okay.
I did promise.
I'm a man of my word.
Yeah.
I need to go in there and do
it.
And
it's crazy to me, at that age, the value they see
yes.
in a promise.
Yes.
The value they see in you telling them that you're going to do something, they depend on you to
yes.
do it. You know, and that's all that, that's just, I feel like that's just part of human nature, but it's also part of raising them in the proper way and showing them
yeah.
that, hey, you're a man of your word. And in the past, you've always kept your promises. So they expect you to keep it again.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, it's crazy too, how powerful a promise is
yep.
regardless.
Yeah.
You know, like when we were growing up, it's like, hey, you know, you, as a teenager or whatever, and your parents come in and say, hey, listen, did you do this? Like, no, I promise.
I promise. And that was it.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, well, okay. I mean, he wouldn't lie to me.
No, nope, exactly.
But, I mean, it's just amazing the promises now are willing to be broken compared to back then. Back
yeah.
then, you could say, I promise, mm-hmm. and that meant everything. That
yeah.
meant that it was locked in, something was going to happen. Now, a promise is just a word to throw out.
Yeah. What do you think has changed?
The people. I think a lot of it, no lie, dude, I was thinking about this the other day. I think it's the parenting going down over time. So, like, I know I'm a little bit older than you, not by much, but my mom and dad raised me a certain way, taught me certain values, did everything. All right? As me being a parent, I took those values, but now I did configure it. I did a different way. I did things different than my mom and dad did, but I still hold true to those values.
Yeah.
So then it's just over time, I think kids are just getting misconstrued as they're growing up, raising their kids. They're like, you know what? My mom and dad spanked me, but I think instead of spanking, I'm going to do this. And then they start going their different paths.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to stop you right there for a second before we get too far ahead. I agree 100%. But what made them decide? It's like, so for example,
The internet.
Exactly.
The internet.
The influence of those
yes.
around you, the connectivity
yes.
and the access you have nowadays. Because if you think about it, if I was raised this way and I had never had any other influence to be influenced differently about how I was raised, why would I raise my kids any different?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly. You get these podcasts, and not saying that there's anything wrong with podcasts. I don't mean nothing about it. You have parenting podcasts. You have all these other things. And sometimes, you know, sometimes what you believe plays a big factor in how you, what you watch. So,
yeah.
like, if you're watching some person that's been like, I don't believe in this, they don't need to drink milk, blah, 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 this, this, and this, and you're like, well, why?
Yeah.
And then they give you all these logistics that you think are real,
yeah.
is, oh, this could cause this, could cause this, this could cause this, and you're like, crap, I don't want to raise my kid like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to listen to her advice. Well, then you're going into a segue of horrible decisions because you're raising them how somebody else is raising
yeah.
them, not how you want to or how you were raised.
Exactly. And I also think it's a mixture of this. All right, hear me out. We have all these podcasts. We've done it on here. We've shared our beliefs. We tell you how we raise our kids. We've given advice of how you should raise yours, what we think is wrong, what we think is right. And we've never really given any advice as far as nutrition and things like that, you know, of what you should do and what you shouldn't do. But say, for example, like you said, you have this podcast you're listening to, and this lady or this man comes on there and says, you shouldn't give your kids this, this, or this because of these side effects. How many times do we do the research ourselves versus just believing that person because that's what they said? most of the time, honestly, I believe we take people what they say, and we are too lazy a lot of times to do the research ourselves and say, hey, there's some truth to what they're saying.
Yeah.
And it's like that with everything in the world. That's why people get off on these crazy, you know, cults, and they go off and, you know, all on the deep end in as far as religion goes and their beliefs. It's because they believe what one person has said, and they don't do the justice of researching and following up what that person said, whether it's true or whether it's false, whether they're full of it or whatever it is. So anything we say on this podcast, I encourage every one of you to fact check it. I encourage you to research it. I encourage you to, you know, not just take us for at our word, because I mean, at the end of the day, this is just our opinion on these things.
Yeah.
So I think that has played a role as well in why the world is the way it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just my opinion, but.
I think it's wrong.
But
no, I mean, exactly. I mean, it's come to a point where we're getting to uncharted territories, because I mean, you know, the older generations, you know, slowly dying out, and then we're becoming the new old generation, or my age is becoming the new old generation. And it's like seeing how some of the people I know are raising their kids compared to how I raised my kids. And it's like, you know, how is it that far off? We're the same age.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. How are we on two different ends of the spectrum? Mm-hmm. And you know, like they're letting their kid like run all over them. I mean, hitting them, punching, I mean, saying all this stuff. And it's like, I'm over here backhanding my kid because he said, to his mom.
Exactly.
You know what? Not really, guys. I'm not really backhanding my child, but I mean, not that
if it gets bad enough.
Not that y'all see. I'm just kidding. But I mean, like, you know, if he doesn't use ma'am or sir.
Yeah.
Like, I jumped down his throat.
Right.
But these kids are like over here cussing at their parents and doing this. And it's like, where did we fall? Like, where did we leave off that we're on that big of a gap?
Right.
You know, I just don't think parents care nowadays. Everybody's trying to get a dollar.
Yeah.
And I honestly think, like, even growing up, I was like, I want to make $100 million a year.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted money.
Yeah.
And then the older I got, the more it was like, dude, if I'm just bringing a set number home and I get unlimited time off, dude, I'm happy with it.
Yeah,
like as long as I'm paying bills and I'm living my life, I don't care. But I think a lot of these parents are just spending so much time away at their jobs that they've lost focus on what they're really truly after.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, things are definitely different compared to how we were raised versus how kids are raised nowadays. And you know, we're old enough to remember. We kind of grew up in the 90s, you know.
Yeah.
I remember when you didn't have a cell phone that has all these things that you have. And, you know, I remember VCRs, and I remember all that stuff, you know. I remember getting kicked outside to go play until it got dark, you know.
And the lights cut on.
That
was your alarm clock.
Exactly. I forget what it was. Case was outside doing something the other day, and it was just, so it rained like 2 days this week, like heavy rain, okay? And he had a squirt bottle going around watering all the flowers. And I thought to myself, like, what is he doing? It rained 2 days this week. But then I caught myself before I went out there and said something. I was like, you know what? At least he's outside doing something. I don't care if he waters the world down. You know, I'd much rather him being outside, even if he's doing something that doesn't make sense like that, or, you know, getting spray paint all over my lumber from, you know, trying to build stuff that, you know, that's fine. I'd much rather him to be outside doing that, because that's how it was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, we both are pretty handy guys as far as building stuff and fixing stuff. And, you know, it's because that's how we were raised.
Yeah.
You know, we were outside and exploring and doing all these things, and It's just not the same, man. It's just not the same with those things. It's not the same with people keeping their word anymore. It's not the same. It's just a different world we live in. And I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I miss the days, you know, how it was back then.
Yeah. You know, but sometimes I wish the internet would. Have you ever seen Ready Player One, the movie?
No.
Okay, so anyways, not to give you the whole synopsis of the story, but like, come to find out, they get the keys to some virtual reality world at the end, and every Thursday or so, they shut the internet down.
Dude.
Just so people would spend time with each other.
That's awesome.
So I wish sometimes the internet would shut down. I mean, I know people would lose money. I get that. I honestly do. But, you know, if we could just step back and just spend time with our families. Because our parents, they're not getting any younger. Our siblings are not getting any younger. Our kids are not getting any younger.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you're going to be almost 37 with a 10-year-old Monday.
Yep.
I mean, it's just...
Time flies, man.
Time flies.
It's already March this year.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, like I said, Kaysen turns 10.
Yeah.
Monday.
But that being said, not to turn it into a serious note even more than it already is, considering how fast time goes by, you know, we would do well to take the time, like you said, to be active and be proactive with how we raise our kids, with what we're doing in our community to make things better.
Yeah.
Like, we just don't have time to sit down and let other people worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, that's why we wanted to start this podcast, and, you know, for multiple reasons, but one of the reasons is just to try to make a difference, try to help somebody, do our due diligence in what we can do, whether, you know, even though we're sitting in my basement right now in front of two microphones, hopefully our words will reach somebody and help them realize, you know, how they can change their lives or something they can do different, or, yeah, you know, encourage them in the hard times they're facing or whatever it is. You know, just, we don't have the time to sit idle.
Yeah.
You know, we just don't have the time, man.
No.
So, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this one up for today. Just keep your word, guys, ladies. It goes for the women, too.
Yeah.
It's not just a man thing. You know, women are just as bad, it seems, nowadays. But men especially, and I think it holds a whole new meaning to me, anyways, when a man tells me he's going to do something and then doesn't do it, or whatever it may be. You know, it hits home.
Yeah.
A little bit, because I remember the days, and I've seen my parents and my grandparents, and, you know, you're talking, like, back in the day, you're talking business deals that were just based off of a handshake.
Yeah.
You know, and it could affect people's lives by you not doing something you said you were going to do. You know, we think it's just, oh, you know, I just didn't keep my promise. Oh, I just didn't show up when I told them I was going to be there. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's another problem. We just play stuff down too much.
Yeah.
We don't take it as serious as we used to, you know. But anyways, you've been listening to the Sticks and Songs podcast today. We appreciate y'all. We're going to try to be more consistent. Ray, listen to this. We're going to give you our word. We're going to be more consistent.
Hey, listen, I ain't going that route because I know what's going to happen.
Our hands are tied now. Nah, serious.
Great, EJ, great.
We were talking about this before the episode, how we're going to, we record mostly on Sundays, and sometimes just with church and things, it doesn't work out with other plans being out of town. So we're going to try to set aside another day during the week as a backup record day to try to get this a little bit more consistent. But
I believe we could do it.
I think so.
Yeah.
We're going to strive for it. Well, let's put it this way. We're going to try our best to do a better job.
I give you my word, we're going to try our best.
There we go.
Yep.
There we go. All right. Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good week.